In the lunchtime edition, the Chamber of Commerce reports a boost in business from a bumper winter tourism season and expects a further economic lift from the regathering this year. Meantime, hoteliers confirm high bookings for January and February and are very optimistic about regathering arrivals, especially for crop over. Residents and business owners at Checker Hall St. Lucie, shaken up by yesterday's shooting death there. And U.S. President-elect Trump sentenced with an unconditional discharge for hush money payments. Good afternoon. I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest. The Barbados business sector reports a boost in business from a bumper winter tourism season and expects a further economic lift from the regathering that's taking place here this year. The president of the Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry, James Clark, tells Starcom Network News that the high arrival numbers reported by the hotel sector are evident by the significant tourist traffic the commercial sector is seeing.
Yes, from what I understand, we have good visitor arrivals this time, and that's excellent. I think just anecdotally, you can see it. Restaurants are full, many, many visitors walking on the roads, so on. So it seems to be certainly a good tourist season so far, and that's excellent. That's always good. As we found out, tourism is obviously a major economic driver for us, so it's always good to know that that started off well. Again, I don't have any numbers on how that's translated into economic activity. However, as I said, just anecdotally, people are here. There's attractions, entertainment, food, you know, restaurants, all sorts of things that they would need while they're here, accommodation, etc. So I'm really hopeful that when we see the numbers for this season, that it will show a very, very positive result.
Mr. Clark is also optimistic about the economic benefits from the government-organized regathering that encourages Barbadians in the diaspora to return home this year.
Yes, absolutely. Yes, of course. I think Barbados gets quite a large number of returning nationals or visitors with Barbadian, either Barbadian or a Barbadian heritage, are returning every year. I just think with the regathering, it's likely to be an increased amount and hopefully like more activities and so on for everybody to do. And it's something I think we all look forward to.
The president of the Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry, James Clark. Meantime, the Barbados Hotel and Tourism Association confirms there's been a strong start to 2025 with bookings for January and February as high as 90%. For some properties. Chairman of the BHTA, Javon Griffith, attributes the surge to the strong momentum within the tourism industry and the anticipation surrounding regathering 2025. Mr. Griffith tells Starcom Network News he believes the event will boost the economy.
It is our hope that regathering can truly make every Beijing a winner, from the street vendors to the rum shops, from the kiosks at Oystons to the restaurants, and from the red caps to the taxi men. We are already receiving reports from our hotel members of occupancies in the high 90s in January and February, and we expect healthy occupancies to continue throughout the rest of the year.
He is especially optimistic about regathering and crop over.
The BHTA is truly excited and energized for regathering 2025. Given the excellent momentum which the industry has been on for the last 12 months, we expect this to continue throughout 2025 and particularly over the summer during the Crop Over Festival. Regathering has the ability to captivate and inspire the Barbadian diaspora to come long home in 2025 and immerse themselves in our culture, our many attractions and restaurants, as well as booking stays in our various hotels.
Chairman of the BHTA, Javon Griffith, in the lunchtime edition. Residents and business owners at Checker Hall St. Lucie say they are shocked and saddened by the shooting death of 30-year-old Vera Hoyt. Hoyt was liming in a shed located in the area of the Checker Hall Crossroads yesterday afternoon when gunmen in a passing vehicle fired several shots at him. He died at the scene. Even though police list his address as Isolation Road, Belle Plaine, St. Andrew, residents confirm that he has been living at Checker Hall with his girlfriend and children. A vendor in that area told Starcom Network News the incident has left him feeling uneasy.
I was there actually serving somebody, and I hear pop, pop. And when I does look up in that direction, I see man get up with gun and thing, and I ain't wasting time. I did open the shop in a flash, and I did gone. So I ain't get to see much at all.
Mm-hmm. So you said the guy you were serving, he ran as well?
He probably run, because I didn't see where he went. I didn't even care where he went, because I just get him right here. You know what I mean? Because it was real scary. Two people get with gun shooting, it won't be easy. The other man get away. The other man that was there, he get away lucky.
He's concerned about the gun violence in the country.
It getting no kahan. It getting no kahan. These, I mean, you don't even know how to walk on the road nowhere, man. You don't even know how to sit on a lime no more. You understand what I mean? You gun violence and brothers getting too serious. I got my business down here, this way's work. It got me real upset. Because I still gotta do my business, I still gotta think. Fear for my life, I can't wear too. But you know what I mean? I can't shut down my business just like that. Cause they're my daily bread. I don't work no yet.
A vendor at Checker Hall, St. Lucie. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump has been sentenced with an unconditional discharge for his conviction over hush money payments made to an adult film actress, making him the first former U.S. president ever sentenced for a crime. And two wildfires in the Los Angeles area have killed at least 10 people and burned some 10,000 homes and structures as a new blaze prompted the evacuation of thousands more residents. Our top stories. The Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry reports a boost in business from a bumper winter tourism season and expects a further economic lift from the regathering this year. Meantime, the Barbados Hotel and Tourism Association confirms high bookings for January and February and are very optimistic about regathering arrivals, especially for crop over. Residents and business owners at Checker Hall, St. Lucie, shaken up by yesterday's shooting death there, and U.S. President-elect Trump sentenced with an unconditional discharge for hush money payments, the first former U.S. president ever sentenced for a crime. The lunchtime edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCN Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.
Thank you, Stetson. Don't miss The Latest with the Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. And like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.